Hey everybody, this is Brother Bruce Mejia here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Almonte, California. Just want to make a quick video in reference to this hyper dipstick, Bill Grady, who as of recently has made some pretty blasphemous statements about the Lord. And let me start off by saying that I've never really been a big fan of Bill Grady. I come from the old IFB movement, so Bill Grady is a guy who's actually been known for quite some time throughout the Independent Baptist, and he's preached at different churches. Of course, he's written a book on the King James Bible called Final Authority, which I would highly recommend that you read if you have trouble sleeping at night. But you know, even those who would not agree with us, who would not agree with us on our stance on the Jews and end times, would agree that even Bill Grady is a little off on doctrine, and not just a little, he's off a lot, obviously. But even those who would oppose us and would not agree with us would not agree with him either. But you know, as of recently, he's made these statements that is a cause for concern. Obviously, it's a cause for us to, it raises up our attention, because this is a lot of false doctrine that's coming out of his mouth, and he's, you know, specifically calling our type of movement out. And so I felt the necessary to make this video just to give my thoughts on this. And you say, well, you know, mind your own business, you know, keep your own backyard clean. You know, I would, only that he put this on a public platform for everyone to hear. And in fact, it's a broadcast, so this is for everyone. So I would keep my backyard clean. But once your crap stuff starts coming over my fence, then your crap becomes my crap. So I think it's necessary to talk about this and call him out and warn people about this guy. You know, it's one thing when a pastor gets up and maybe there's a slip of the tongue and maybe says something that, you know, we would say is false doctrine, but then he corrects it, he gets it right, and we forget about it, we move on. But it's another thing when you actually cross the line and begin saying things like, you know, Paul being more preeminent than Christ. and saying that those who would want to just know what Jesus Christ says is a joke. You know, these are some blasphemous teachings. But the reality is that doesn't really surprise me at all that Bill Grady would say something like that. Because this is where hyper-dipstick-sationalism takes you. You know, it's not just a matter of a works-based salvation in the Old Testament, and then it becomes works-based salvation in the Book of Revelation. No, you start dipping into a whole lot of false doctrine and start spewing a lot of things that is just weird. And so, you know, Bill Grady is one of those, and I'm glad that he said these things. I'm glad that he put those statements out, because, you know, he kind of just exposes himself, and he kind of just does the job for us. So, but again, let me say that I'm not really surprised that he would say something like that and he would make those kind of statements. But the reason I'm making this video is first and foremost to just show the stupidity and the heretical, the extent of heresy that these guys, these hyper dipsticks, are willing to teach, you know, to back up the Jews and their stance on false doctrine. And here's the thing, guys like Bill Grady, they're like Christian evolutionists, because they hold to this, you know, teaching that one race is superior to the next. That the Jews are a superior race and that they have a covenant with God. And I'm not going to get into all that. Obviously, we know what we believe about that, what the Bible says. And you say, well, you're just exaggerating. You know, he doesn't believe that the Jews are more superior. He does believe that. I mean, when you're given a broadcast with the Star of Remphan behind you, and you're eating Jewish food and doing all these rituals and calling people who, you know, want to know what Christ says as a joke, yeah, you do hold to that. And here's the thing, if you don't believe me, read his book on Final Authority and see what how he referenced or how he describes black people, you know, calling them the N-word, you know, quoting Ruckmanite who called black people the N-word. You know, so it's ridiculous, but this is the kind of stuff that's creeping into the churches. So first, I just want to show you the extent of the stupidity of these hyper dipsticks, but also, you know, I want to encourage those who may be watching this video, and you maybe you don't agree with us. You don't agree with our stance on the Jews. You don't agree with the our post-tribulation doctrine, and you know, you don't agree with us in general. I want to encourage you not to come to this guy's aid. Because here's the thing, the temptation for a lot of independent Baptists who don't agree with us is you find someone who, like a Bill Grady or, you know, a Sam Gibb, who's fighting against our movement, and the temptation is to team up with them hoping that they'll win. But here's the thing, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore wrath is upon thee from before the Lord. And though you may not agree with us on all these things, we can agree that Jesus Christ is preeminent over Paul. And we can agree that the statements that Bill Grady made were blasphemous and they were heretical. At least we can find that common ground. And so, I want to encourage you, don't go to his aid. Don't try to team up with him. You know, he needs to be taken to task for the statements that he made. And, you know, he made that video and it's almost as if he's trying to get our attention, and maybe, I don't know, he needs more subscribers on his channel or something. But at the end of the day, this is going to backfire on him, because we're going to take him to task. And so, you know, be careful with this, with these hyper dipsticks who try to infiltrate these churches and teach these blasphemous teachings but say that they're King James only. You know, I don't buy it for a second, and I'm glad that this guy's being exposed. And so that's pretty much it. You know, I want to encourage you to listen to the sermons that have been preached. Of course, Brother Mike Johnson and Pastor Steven Anderson have been driving this home for the last couple of days in regards to this subject here. But, you know, and be thankful that you're part of a movement that really has a presence on the internet right now, and that we're able to expose these false doctrines and propagate the right type of doctrine. So that's pretty much it. All right. God bless. Have a great day.